Chapter 17, Servicing. Servicing your loan is collecting the payments your borrower will be making to you. You should know by now that you should have set up your loan to collect monthly payments instead of letting the borrower pay you at the end of the loan. There are many different ways to service your loan, and we will go through them here. The most important thing I can tell you about servicing is to find a way that you are comfortable with and can stick to it. It doesn't do you any good to have a servicing method that will allow past due payments to fall through the cracks. After all, this will affect your return and your investor's return if you are brokering the loan. I would also suggest that you never use your home address to service the loans. I would use a post office box instead of my home address. If you are too busy to keep up with servicing the loan, you can always outsource it, and I will show you how to do that too. Payment due date. You should set up all of your loans so the payment is due on the first day of the month. This will keep things simple for you so you do not have to keep track of when each loan payment is due. Before the first payment is due, it would not be a bad idea to call the borrower a few days or a week before their first payment is due and see how the project is going. Let them know that you know their first payment is coming up and you wanted to see how everything is going with the project. Let them know that we are in this together. They couldn't do it without you, and you need them to create a good product that will sell in the end. By calling them, it will set the tone that you are on top of your loans and truly want them to succeed. It would not be a bad idea to call them a few days before each monthly payment is due. Let's take a look at the different ways you can service a hard money loan. Ledger. If you are old school, then you could set up a simple ledger sheet with details of the loan, such as the borrower's name, property address, loan amount, origination date, maturity date, payment, and interest rate. Then simply have a place on your ledger to enter when they make a payment. This would be a low-tech, simple way to track the status of your loans. Spreadsheet. You can create a simple spreadsheet very similar to the ledger listing the borrower's name, property address, loan amount, origination date, maturity date, payment, and interest rate. This is a little more technical, but something that can be set up and managed pretty simple. You will find this template on the following page. Envelopes. You can have some envelopes pre-printed with your addresses on them and give them to your borrower to make their loan payments. You could even go as far as putting a stamp on them before giving them to your borrower. If using this method, anything you can do to help them get it in the mail on time is worth it. Payment coupons. You can buy payment coupon booklets from any property management supply source, such as www.hdsupplysolutions.com. A lot of property managers use them to give to tenants to mail their monthly rent payment. You can order the coupon booklets pre-printed with an account number and address to mail the payment to. The cool thing is, where you put the account number on the coupon, you simply put your bank account number and use your local bank branch address where they mail the payment. Then, when your bank receives the payment, they will simply use the coupon as a deposit slip and deposit the money into your account. It is a good idea to contact your local bank branch in advance to let them know that your borrowers will be mailing their payments to the bank. This is a good, simple, low-tech way to get the money into your bank faster. The best part is, since you never personally receive the check, you do not have to waste your time and go make the deposit. Software. There are many different kinds of software available to service notes. Some specialize in traditional loans, but you can use them to service your hard money loan. There are also some that specialize in private loans and hard money lending. The most popular private loan servicing software is probably NoteSmith. I know more people are using it than any other. It is also very reasonably priced. The only thing I do not like about it is you have to use it on a PC, as they do not have a Mac or online version. NoteSmith and the others are listed here. www.nortridge.com, www.loanledger.com, www.lapro.web.com, www.themortgageoffice.com, www.notesmith.com. QuickBooks. If you use QuickBooks, you can service your loans using the software. Anyone who knows how to use QuickBooks will be able to set it up pretty quick. You simply set up a template with all of the details for your loan as mentioned for the ledger or spreadsheet, then QuickBooks kicks out a monthly invoice. Bank draft. You can also have your borrower sign a bank authorization to draft their bank account each month and have it deposited into your account. This is a great way to service your loan as your borrower doesn't have to do anything each month as long as the money is in the account to cover the payment. Outsource servicing. There are servicing companies that specialize in servicing seller-held mortgages and hard money loans. They can collect the payments, send out late notices, call the borrower to collect if needed, and mail out any required tax documents as well. Their prices vary depending on how much they do. Some have individual price based on the service they perform, and some have one price that includes everything. Most of them have a setup fee to begin servicing each loan, and then a monthly fee for each loan payment received. Here is a list of some of the private and hard money loan servicing companies I am familiar with. www.noteservicingcenter, www.augustrei.com, www.trustfci.com, www.loanoptions.org, www.seller-carry.com, www.naadvisorsllc.com, www.notecollection.com, www.peakservicing.com, www.allservicing.com. Payoffs. When your borrower is ready to pay off your loan, the closing attorney or title company handling the sale or refinance of the property will typically send you a payoff request. This should be very simple for you to calculate since you will normally be doing interest-only loans. When sending the payoff, you will normally give the payoff for a certain upcoming date with a per diem included. A per diem is nothing more than the daily interest that the borrower pays. You will list the per diem because sometimes the closing is delayed and the attorney or title company needs to know how much more interest to include for the extra days. This way, they do not have to request another payoff. To figure this amount, you can simply take the yearly interest and divide it by 365 to arrive at the daily interest cost. Some lenders use a 360-day calendar to increase their yield over the years, but you are making short-term loans, so it is not as necessary. However, if using 360 days, you would simply figure it the same way, except for the number of days would be 360. Payoff letter. When sending a payoff letter to a closing agent, you can make a note on it that the interest is due until clearance of payoff amount, and to avoid additional per diem, please wire funds. Lien release will not be issued until funds have cleared as well. You will find a copy of our payoff letter here. Satisfaction document. Anytime a loan is paid off, there is a recorded mortgage that must be satisfied. You will be holding the original copy of the mortgage or deed of trust, depending on what is used in the state where the property is located. Once the loan is paid off, you will simply satisfy the mortgage by writing satisfied on the mortgage, and then it will be recorded to give notice to the world that it has been paid in full. Sometimes there are places to mark the loan as satisfied on the stamp where the book and page is listed. Here is a sample satisfaction. What if their insurance is canceled? As mentioned in the processing section, you will have the borrower get an insurance policy to cover the property while it is being rehabbed. However, sometimes the insurance will be canceled. It is rare since you will have the borrower pay in advance for a policy that will cover the entire term of the loan. However, sometimes you will have to extend the loan because the borrower has not sold the property or cannot refinance for some reason. You will know if this happens because you are listed as lost payee on the policy and will be notified if this happens. If this happens, you should contact the borrower right away and make sure they either reinstate the policy or get another policy in its place as soon as possible. If they do not get a policy in place, then you as a lender can do what is called force place a policy on the property to protect your interest. This policy is for your benefit. However, you can add the premium to the balance of the loan and include it in the payoff or have the borrower pay you for it in their next monthly payment. Either way, the most important thing to make sure is a policy is in place to protect the property in the event of a claim.